The hunger strike by California prisoners is now in its 42nd day. Earlier today, at a street fair in the Tenderloin, organized by the Glide Methodist Church, supporters of the striking prisoners hosted a display which replicates the cells, also known as security housing units, in which California prisoners who are sentenced to solitary confinement must live. The treatment of inmates in solitary is central to the striking inmates' demands for better conditions in state prisons. 12 days ago, in an op-ed column published by the Los Angeles Times, the director of California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, Jeffrey Beard, asserted that the hunger strike has nothing to do with conditions in the prisons. In his column, Beard tells readers, quote, "Don't be fooled. Many of those participating in the hunger strike are under extreme pressure to do so from violent prison gangs, which called the strike in an attempt to restore their ability to terrorize fellow prisoners, prison staff, and communities throughout California," unquote. James Scott of Mount Shasta, California, has a different view. 11 years ago, Scott entered the Minimum Security Correctional Center at Susanville after receiving a 7-year sentence for carrying an unloaded weapon without a permit. In Susanville, Scott got into what he described as a fight for his life with his cellmate, who, Scott said, had stolen a package of food his family had sent him. In punishment for putting his cellmate into the prison hospital, Scott had his sentence extended and served 7 years in solitary. Earlier today, in the model cell at the Tenderloin Street Fair, Scott, who was on hand to speak to passersby about the hunger strike, described his prison experiences, notably referring to those experiences in present tense.
In some cases, we're released out on yard, our exercise yard, and it's like maybe 20 below. We're in nothing but boxers, white cotton boxers, and socks. That's all they let you go out to the yard with. They bring your clothes to you after you've been on the yard. So when they're done taking care of 30 inmates, by that time, you're freezing. And all they give you is thin clothing to put on. But the jumpsuits, they're thin. They're thin cotton jumpsuits.
And you're up in the northern part of the state.
Yes.
Okay. What would you like to see happen with this system?
I wish they could change it because the inmates are going through hell. I mean, we really are. We barely get our meals, and when we do get what food we do get from them, the food is molded. I've had apples that I've ate that they put in my cell when I'm locked in this solitary cell that had whole worms in it. I mean, I had a green worm come out of a red apple one day. And I was forced to eat this. I threw the worm on the floor and ate the apple anyway. And my lunch meat has green tinge on it. And any prisoner will back up what I'm saying. In any of California prisons, they will speak up and say what I'm saying. The lunch meat has green tinge on it. It's starting to turn bad. That's the food we get. The food the public sees is different from what we get to eat. They give y'all samples of our food, supposed samples. You guys might get a piece of lunch meat that they just went to the store and bought. The lunch meat we get is weeks old. Like I say, the green tinge, I mean, if you've seen mold before, mold starts out green and it goes gray and it's purple in it. That's how our lunch meat looks. That's what we are forced to eat inside these solitary confinement cells. I mean, I wouldn't feed that to a dog, but they're forcing these inmates to have to eat it.
And that is James Scott, who was paroled 2 years ago after serving 9 years in state prison. The display of the solitary cell at the Tenderloin Street Fair was produced by the group Stop Mass Incarceration. On the web, stopmassincarceration.net.